This week, we've been talking about showing our faith through our work. I'm Lauren Stibgen with The Christian Working Woman. How we manage our time, the finances of our company, our relationships, and trials we experience are all ways we can show our faith at work. I would argue one of the most difficult tests of our faith comes when we're asked to do something that is questionable or become aware of someone else's conduct that is questionable. How we uphold our company's code of ethics can show us as faithful stewards of the work God has placed before us. In these times, Colossians 3:23 becomes even more important. After all, if you're working for the Lord and not for men, it is incumbent upon us to really be honest. Your colleague says, "Hey, I'm running late. Clock me in. If I'm late again, I'm going to lose my job." This is a practice known as buddy punching. Or, "Let's sell this old inventory on Marketplace. The company's throwing it away anyways." Your colleague is drinking on the job, and they operate heavy machinery. Your boss is secretly providing insider information to a competitor about a new product. You overhear a manager using derogatory language about someone of a different ethnicity. I was shocked to learn that 75% of companies lose money each year from buddy punching. 20% of every dollar earned by a U.S. company is truly lost to employee time theft. The U.S. Department of Labor reported that 65% of workplace job accidents are caused by drug and alcohol abuse. And intellectual property theft costs the United States up to $600 billion annually. Some of these issues may seem less egregious than others, but how you can respond can make all the difference as you consider that God is watching your work. God doesn't take kindly to dishonesty at work. Let's recall Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5. While they sold their land to give the proceeds to the early church, they lied about the profits. Both were struck dead on the spot. Beyond these statistics, the behaviors noted above are not only financially damaging to companies, but they make the workplace very difficult. If you find yourself amid any of these troubling circumstances, find a trusted believer to pray with and help you discern the best next steps to take. We are walking in a fallen world and cannot expect work to be easy, but surrounding yourself with a community that supports your faith can make things a little bit easier. Thanks for joining me for The Christian Working Woman, and I hope you'll be with us next week.